back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. We're here at the Commerce Casino, and we are in the middle of a break. There are probably about five or six tables left, and it's really been going very, very fast here. Joining us tonight on air is John Boyle from the John and Jeff Show. Always nice to see you, dude.
What's up, Timmy?
And Kerry Kasem is with us. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
And Sammy Phillips is with us. Wow.
Hi, you big buddy.
Hi, Sam. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
And also Gina Grad is with us. Nice to see you, Gina Grad.
Thank you. Hello.
All right, this is open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about. We do it every single Friday, but this is Thursday. But tomorrow I'm taking off because I'm going to Oregon. So anything you'd like to talk about. If you want to talk to John from the John and Jeff Show or Jeff from the John and Jeff Show, also Gina Grad, Kerry Kasem is with us, also Randy Wang, Jeff from the John and Jeff Show, Sam Phillips, who else is around? A couple of guys from KCAL and CBS. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Anything you'd like to talk about. Now, John from the John and Jeff Show. These guys come in every night when we're wrapping up here, and you will never find a more professional guy and a guy who is kinder than John from the John and Jeff Show. And it is always nice to see you come in, my brother.
Thank you. Always, you know, Tim, nice. I want to thank you for inviting us on your show for the last 90 seconds.
That's it.
Every night. I appreciate that so much. You know something? In the 10 years we've been on 97.1, not one promotion, not one promo. So the 90 seconds that you give us, no lie. Wow. Not that we're complaining, but right. That 90 seconds, thank you.
Well, I tell you, you guys are, you know, even though you and I politically are on different ends of the spectrum.
Actually, I'm a Republican, but I'm not one of these religious right lunatics.
Oh, see, that's what I
am. That has taken over the Republican Party.
That's what I am.
Yeah.
But we are, listen, you know, we are obviously colleagues, but you guys have always, you and Jeff, always are professionals and, you know, and don't discuss politics. When we do, you know, we go ape-s on each other. But it's always nice to see the two of you come in.
Thank you.
And Kerry Kasem is with us. Always
here I
nice
am.
To see you.
Good to see you, Tim.
And you're looking unbelievable.
Thank you.
I mean, you've showered.
You know, I did.
Obviously.
I actually showered today. I usually don't shower.
Now, because you don't like showering, right? You hate water.
You know, I just don't like to. My hair is curly, so it frizzes out in the shower, even if I wrap a towel around it. So I learned to not like water, like my kitty cat.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you have to, like, when it's time, you're sitting on a couch, and you're like, what is that? And you're like, oh, Bobo, I got to shower.
You know, even though when I'm a little ripe, you put a little Arid Extra Dry on, clears that right up.
It's over.
And that stuff lasts for about 2 days. You don't need to reapply.
Now, when...
We should have Homeless Mike in on this.
Now, but when you have to shower...
Yeah.
Is it like trying to get my two-year-old in the shower? Like, no!
You know, my brother... When I lived with my brother, he would get mad at me. He'd get in the effing shower. Take an effing shower. This is disgusting. He'd get mad at me. So thank God he's out of my house because I just, you know, I don't like to shower. And I don't smell. You never smelled me.
You never smell.
Never.
No. And,
no.
And you live with a hot chick, too.
I live with somebody, I swear to God, she looks a little like Angelina Jolie.
Wow.
And everywhere we go, we went working out at the gym the other day. Unless I have like a full face of Maybelline, like, you know, they say maybe she's born with it. We walk through the gym and she'll get hit on multiple times just at going to our first machine. And it's, you know, she's that pretty.
Wow.
Just wear a cap, put sunglasses on and.
Maybe she's Maybelline, maybe she's born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah.
Wow, I never heard that before.
Yeah.
Maybe they're two stuck-up bitches. Have you heard that before?
Maybe I'm just an ugly old one.
All right. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710. Let's talk to Leonard on line one in El Monte. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, Baboon.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, fine. What about the big horse race coming up this weekend? Curlin's running again.
Oh, you got to love Curlin.
Are you going to go out to Santa Anita and bet some big money, Bob?
I don't think so. It's in Del Mar, right?
No, he's running at Saratoga.
Oh, he's running Saratoga?
Yeah, the Wind World.
Look at
you. Ah, buddy. Where's the horse trumpet? Let's get them going.
Where's the what?
The horse trumpet. Dun, 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 you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's back at the station, and Randy Wang is here.
No.
What is Curling Running? Saratoga on Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday
at Saratoga.
Yeah, G1. I'm putting him on top of the Superfecta and the Trifecta.
All right. Is this a Breeders' Cup qualifier?
You know, I'm not sure. But
It might be. Okay. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All right,
Kerry Kasem doing the horse sound effects.
Scary.
And either you have a horse. Jesus Christ.
Look at her eyes get all wild.
I know. Not something on
it. I love horses.
There you go.
Hey, Tim, I know who you want at Del Mar.
Who?
Lunchtime. 12 to 1. Oh, my gosh.
Gina at the Laugh Factory on Tuesdays.
That
and
was
at the
awesome.
Comedy Store on Thursdays and Fridays.
And I just went horse. Yeah. No pun intended.
No, it's lunchtime. It goes off 12 to 1. Lunchtime? 12 and 1, please. All right, let's talk to Ben in Garden Grove on line 2. You're on 97.1.
How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on Randy Wang on the YouTube, but you were really stoned, man.
All right, let's get Randy Wang on here. You can put the headphones on from Gina Grant. All right, you saw Randy Wang's videos on YouTube?
Yeah, when you guys told me you said to watch it. Oh, my gosh, that was freaking hilarious.
Which one did you see? The one he was playing the piano?
The very first one that he put on there. That night that you were like, hold on, I'm going to put this up right now. I was like, I got to watch this.
Now, what song were you singing, Randy?
Now, this was a song from the 1974 rock opera, The Phantom of the Paradise.
And you were stoned.
I was stoned out of my mind, and I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I got to do something. So I turn on my camera on my laptop, and I put the song on in the background, and I just start playing the air piano.
What was the song? Do you remember?
The song was called Faust. It goes, I was not myself last night, couldn't set things right with apologies of flowers. Then I hit the piano. But I got real into
it. You got to go to YouTube and check this out. Put in Randy Wang on YouTube, and it's a video that is... very funny if you're stoned, and if you're in a program, it's very disturbing. There's something for everybody there. All right, Ben, we thank you for calling.
I've gotten a lot of comments to say that scared the crap out of them, that video.
Yeah, it really is an amazing video because it's shot with, I don't know whether you were sitting on your bed.
Yeah, I'm sitting on my bed in my studio apartment, and I got my laptop in front of me, and I'm staring at my giant TV screen that has my computer set up to it.
And there's something in the background. There's a picture of your family or something?
I think that's a picture of Seinfeld in the background.
Wow. It's really disturbing. Go to YouTube.com and check out Randy Wang. YouTube.com and check out Randy Wang. Let's talk to Matt on line 6. Matt, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
I just want to say what a great time I had playing poker out there.
You just left, huh?
I'm now heading home. And I just want to say I think every red-blooded man in Los Angeles should head over there just to see Gina and how hot she looks tonight.
Oh my God.
You don't even know how hot she looks. You don't even know the beginning of it. Hope you guys are going to put some pictures of her up on the website, right?
I don't know if my ego can take this. She looks so good. Thank you so very much.
Matt, we thank you for calling. Since John is the best when it comes to describing women, can you do us a favor? For guys sitting at home right now, can you tell us what Gina is wearing and what she looks like?
Gina is a brunette. She's about 5 foot five, 5 foot six. Very well endowed. Very buxom. And looks like the type of woman that would, work in the advertising agency and likes to party at night. And she's wearing a white outfit, and it can easily be removed with just one touch. So
look,
there you go.
It's a man's shirt with a belt around it.
Yeah,
she's
got like 3-inch platforms on.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so she's leaving a little to the imagination. And you know something, Tim? You know something? That's what I like. I don't like a totally nude woman. I like a woman who gives... you a little bit, and then the imagination takes over.
There you go.
Though I've been told I look better naked, and I don't think it's because I was being complimented like I have such a great body. I just don't dress very well usually.
Well, there's one way to find out at the Commerce Casino.
You are so right.
Oh, boy. All right, Gina Grad, everybody.
Thank you.
Perry Caseman is with us, also John Boyle. Anything you'd like to talk about, we do open phones every Friday, but it's Thursday because we're off tomorrow night. So 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Eduardo in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
I'm right here. Hey, it's me.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I have a question for you, and I don't know who's the car guy, either if it's John or Jeff. Who is it? The one who's into cars?
Oh, that's it's actually Jamie Gold.
I think it's cars.
Cars or cards?
Cars.
Like room.
Oh,
room.
I see. That's Jeff, the John and Jeff show.
Can we have you over here for a moment?
All right, guys, got a question for you here. All right, what do you got?
I would like to know really what does nitric oxide does to the car.
Makes it drive like a bat out of hell.
Is it like really in Fast and the Furious?
It's steroids for your car.
You serious?
Steroids for your car.
Does it mix with the fuel?
Yeah, but you don't want to. You got to. If you don't do it right, you blow your motor.
Okay.
Ooh.
You don't want to blow your motor.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because then it's like mechanic.
How many extra horsepower does that give you?
It depends on the car.
Yeah. We're between 20 and 30, 20 and 50?
Oh, geez. Could be through the roof.
Is that right?
Wow. Yeah.
Ford GT against an LP640. If you added the nitrous oxide to the Ford GT, would it beat the LP640?
Good question. I think it would.
Wow, that's a lot of horsepower. LP640 is gnarly.
I was coming back from a Chumash Casino, and I'm driving a Subaru, right?
Yeah.
And it's a Legacy. It does well. You know, you put it in turbo, and it kicks ass. And I passed this guy doing about 80 miles an hour, right? And this guy's got a Charger. And I passed him, and I cruised by him. And I'm thinking, oh, I got this guy. I'm doing like 95 miles an hour.
Yeah.
He passes me with this Hemi, like at about 130 miles an hour, like I was sitting still. And just stares at me like, how you doing, Bubba?
So, yeah, did he do the screw you when he hits the emergency flashers, blink, blink?
Yeah, but that car wasn't even shaking at 130 miles an hour.
What car was it?
It was a Charger.
With a Hemi engine?
Yeah.
He's got to been doing, he's got to souped up. That's a good car, but to do that, you've got to, don't you think he souped that up?
If he was in an SRT8, which is a 6.1 liter motor, yeah, he'd zip by you doing a pretty good clip.
Oh, yeah.
The Hemi can open up. It's a pretty quick motor.
It's a heavy car, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why it sat there on the road like it was doing 10 miles an hour. I mean, there was no shaking or whatever.
Oh, yeah, it's very stable.
You know, I had maximum power in my car. You know, I was like riding a Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, you know, compared to this guy.
What do you think of the GTRs?
The Nissan?
Yeah.
I think they're a beautiful machine. I think they're I'm really excited about it.
Such a nice-looking car. I'm so into cars. So I just saw one about last week, and I sat there, I asked the guy about it, and I'm like, it was beautiful. Even the interior was done right.
Yeah.
Kasem, nice
car. Next time you come back to life, mm-hmm. or maybe in a previous life, you were a guy.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. People have called me a guy since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, except for the hair and the boobs and the ass, you're a dude.
Well, I tuck in, too. You know, so nobody can see anything down there. Yeah.
Boom.
Just tuck it right on in.
Oh,
yeah.
Boom.
Do you ever see that? You ever see that? The Silence
and
of the Lambs?
And cheats on every boyfriend she's ever had.
No, I told you I stopped 3 years ago. Remember?
But up until 3 years ago...
I cheated on every guy except two.
Except two.
Every guy except two, yes. And then I stopped 100% 3 years ago.
Oh,
I just stopped. I said, I'm never going to do that again.
Very good.
Yeah, I've been good.
I think once a cheater, always a cheater. All right, 520-9710. I'm just telling you.
I have not cheated in 3 years, and I'm proud of that. It's like almost being sober. It's like having a chip. I'm serious, because it's true. It's hard.
It's still hard, huh?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's the clue that it might still happen.
No, it'll never happen.
It's like cheating. Oh, but it's so hard.
No, it'll never happen again.
It's all about opportunity. If the right opportunity comes along, there's been opportunities.
Carrie, and I've been so good.
I know, but the right opportunity comes along, Carrie, I think you will get back
to your old ways. Don't put your pants down.
Wait. Jeez. Ooh, that looks good.
Wow,
why don't you come on over here?
Well, it's in 3D.
Go now.
Looks like 4D.
Exactly. It's a monster.
Looks like my D.
That is big. I never thought you would really. Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's why
very
I only,
impressed.
That's why I only date Asian women, because they're so impressed.
All right, let's talk to Greg on line two. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you
all
guys?
Right. What's going on with you?
My question tonight is whether or not America is ready for a black president. You know, I just listened to Obama's acceptance speech, and I listened to the pundits and analysts afterwards, and the questions they seemed to pose regarding his speech were a little curious to me in that I don't hear the same questions being asked Senator McCain. Now, I don't think that that's a matter of race, but what I'm wanting to know is what standard does this man have to meet in order for us to believe he has credibility, and what standards has McCain met that allow us to say he has instant credibility?
Great question.
Yeah, it is
especially
a great question.
On a, like, what, 11 o'clock at night on a Thursday?
Yeah.
Everybody wants
all
to
right.
hear this.
We'll answer you on Tuesday.
Sure.
All right. No, I don't know. Yeah, I guess everybody's ready for a black president, a woman president, a Hispanic. Doesn't matter. As long as somebody has, you know, the same philosophy you have, it doesn't matter what the skin color is anymore.
But it's also, you know, I have to say, it's also about change. People are sick of what's been happening for the last 4-8 years. They're sick of it. And he really does. He's progressive. He's somebody that you know, says what you want to hear. I don't know if he can get, you know, what he says done. Most of the people and most of the candidates that are, you know, up for election, especially presidents, will say anything.
Yeah.
And most of the time, big business gets you in, so it's their money and their lobbyists. So I really, truly doubt that a lot of the stuff that he has to say and that he said, he can implement, unfortunately, because he's got a lot of things to say. Fiscally, though, I'm for McCain, and if he actually adopted some kind of system, like tax system that was appropriate, hey, it'd be great. I think, honestly, if you would have picked a Republican, I'm telling you, a Republican to run with, that'd be perfect.
Well, he might be. I actually bet $100 that Obama would be president. And I bet Arsenio Hall, he took John McCain. But when it comes to politics, like Nancy Pelosi. Now, John, did you grow up, you were born and raised Catholic?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm 100% sure you'll have the answer to this.
All right.
But in the Catholic Church, when does life begin?
Well, not at conception.
According to the Catholic Church.
According to the Catholic Church, I think it begins probably at conception in theory.
Right.
But in reality, what people, their mindset is, there's a lot of people that claim to be very religious when we know they're just hypocrites.
Right.
And that's the issue. I mean, we have Catholic priests who tell people that you can't get married because you're gay, but those Catholic priests are gay doing weddings.
Right.
So there's a lot of hypocrisy going on.
But according to the Catholic Church...
Conception.
It is conception.
Right.
All right. Now Jeff, you were born and raised Catholic?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you agree with that as well?
Yeah. As soon as...
It's always been locked off me. Yeah. I don't agree with it.
When do you think it starts?
I think it starts about a month after conception.
When you see a little polywog?
Well, as soon as it has a heart, I don't think you can terminate it. That's my personal philosophy.
So when do you think your daughter's life started?
I think my daughter's life started when she had a heart, because that's what I think life is based on. I'd say about a month after she was born.
Okay.
All right, but then again, you know, I disagree with the Catholic Church. Catholic Church says that it begins at conception, right?
Okay, yeah.
But I'm not going to disagree with the Catholic Church. They've said that for 2,000 years. But Nancy Pelosi will say that the Catholic Church is still, you know, contemplating when life begins. And that is BS.
She's off the mark.
They've locked it off. I don't agree with it, but they've locked it off.
Yeah.
You know, I think most men think that life begins when they have to start paying child support.
You know, if it was up to my mother, life would begin at age 6.
Yeah.
When I'm 5 and a half, my mother could still terminate me.
Yeah. Life also begins when your girlfriend or your wife says, I'm late.
That's when real life hits.
That's
you.
When you're like, oh, what?
Yeah, right.
What?
All right. John and Jeff are with us. Carrie Kasem is also with us. Completely open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live at the Commerce Casino on 97.1 Free FM. All right, well, Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Yes! All right, we're live at the Conference Casino. And there are a lot of people still playing. How many tables do we have left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 tables left. And somebody's going to win $1,700.
I'm getting excited.
And the prize pool is $6,000 tonight. And for the people at home that missed this poker tournament, we're going to do another one probably in the next couple months. So keep listening to 97.1 Free FM. We'll talk about it all the time. And keep checking in with the website as well, 971freefm.com. All right, joining us up on stage here, and we're up on stage in front of all these people, sort of like the guy who runs a pornography store is up on stage above everybody else. And now John Boyle is with us. I never understood why he has to be like a pharmacist. You know, the guy who runs the porno store, why he has to be elevated amongst everybody.
Well, status in life, Tim. I mean, there's certain, you know, people aspire to be something in life, and, well, you know, that's how that works.
But there are the people that make the porn, and there are the people that sell the porn, and clearly the people that sell the porn are higher than people that make the porn.
Yes. All right, Sam Phillips is with us, everybody.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Phillips.
Yeah.
Penthouse Pet, 1972. Also,
now you made me forget.
What's the year?
1993.
Sammy Phillips, 1993, man.
Thank you, buddy. Thank
you. Look at that.
Try the host of The Single Life. Give me something a little bit more current, something that I do, you know, these days.
You bought a new cat.
Actually, I did get a new cat. Thank you very much, Tim. His name's Martini. He's listening at home. Hi, Martini.
All right, Gina Grad is with us as well. Completely open phones, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Scott in Glendora on line 4. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim. I wanted to tell you about why I quit smoking weed after my third time doing it.
Why is that?
I got high and I drove out to the store to get junk food later on. And I'm in the store for about a half hour and I come out and I was driving a black Ford Taurus at the time. So I get in my car, what I saw was my car, and all the stuff in my car looked different. And I was sitting inside of a police cruiser. and it was parked right next to my car. And so right away I noticed because of all the equipment, and I realized that the cop was probably inside the grocery store. So I grabbed my cell phone that was on the seat, and I got my car really quick and went home, flipped it off. In the morning, it was the cop's cell phone.
Oh, my God.
<I'm kidding>. And
this is
one of the great stories ever.
To this day, I still have the phone, and it's just a reminder that I just can't handle that weed.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you know what would have been funnier? Just slightly funnier, even though that wasn't a story very funny. But if you got into the back of the cop car when you were high, and then you closed the door, and you're like, oh, man, I'm really high. This doesn't look like my car. Oh, I got to get out of here. And if you realize you cannot get out of the back seat of a cop car at all. You got to wait for them to come out. Dude, that is hysterical. Dude, that really happened to you?
I'm serious. It really did happen. And I never do that stuff again.
All right. Hey, Scott, we got to send you something. Do we have a giveaway?
We don't, but
we can send him a couple of NASCAR tickets if there's
anyone. Hold on one sec. We got to give a phone number on you and give you a prize. Dude, that's one of the great stories we've ever heard.
Thanks
Just
a lot.
Just leave that in the old mailbox at work, and I'll take care of that.
Hey, Steve, can you get that guy's phone number? That is classic. For people who just miss it, he's stoned. He comes back to his car, gets into his car, and realizes, wait a minute, there's too much equipment here. And realizes he's in a police car instead of his own car, grabs his cell phone and leaves. The next day he wakes up and he realizes he has the cell phone of a police officer.
What kind of charge do you think that is?
Oh, babo. I mean,
stupidity. Felony possession.
Yeah. First degree a-holeness.
You know, even at my most stoneness, I would never do that.
Really?
Yeah, because when you're really, really stoned and you see a black and white cop car, immediately you sober up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, immediately.
You don't climb inside.
You don't climb inside and take the guy's goddamn phone.
It could have been unmarked, though. In all fairness, it could have been like a gunmetal gray sort of four-door sedan thing. His car could have been similar.
A gunmetal gray. Somebody's been in a cop car.
I had one. I owned one. I had one of those, a Dodge Aspen.
All right.
I did. It had the lights and everything. I used to pull people over.
Oh,
I did.
Impersonating an officer,
yes.
Sammy. That's not good.
I know. I know.
Let's talk to a Jake calling us from Denver on line one. Jake, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Just finally glad that the DNC's over with. They had the I-25 down, shut down for 5 hours today, and I'm a truck driver.
Wait, they shut that down for 5 hours?
For 5 hours, from about 5:30 till 9:30 today.
Oh, my God.
Is that the north-south route through Denver?
Oh, yeah, right in the middle of downtown, both ways, north and south.
Oh, that's unbelievable. And what'd you do for 5 hours? You sat there?
Yeah, I just sat there. I had to wait because they pulled double trailers, so I can't really go through the city.
So what'd you do? Jump in the in your sleeper cab and peel one off?
Yeah. No, I work at a beverage company here in Denver, so I just kind of just had to wait.
Oh, Babu, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hopefully, your delivery won't be in Minnesota.
Yeah, seriously, but
get screwed over again.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy to see all the celebrities here and all the free concerts that went on this couple days.
Who are the celebrities?
Oh, they had just a bunch of people.
Like Susan Sarandon?
I have no clue.
Is she in Italy already?
Yeah, they had a bunch of people. They saw Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Rachel Lee Cook, the RZA from Wu-Tang Clan.
Your favorite, Tim, the
Look
RZA.
At that. Yeah, the RZA is there.
Yeah, the RZA. They had, who else did they have? They had Rage Against the Machine and the Flowbots played yesterday.
And where are you headed to?
I'm headed down to Pueblo right now.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
All right, Babu. Well, keep safe there and keep listening.
Yeah, man. I love listening to your show. My buddy from California turned me on to it, so I listen to it every night.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it, Tim.
Keep on trucking.
All right, very good.
And you know what I heard, Tim? That the media is so screwed because they're literally like two blocks from where everything's going on, and it takes them an hour and a half to get from their hotel to the actual stadiums because there's so much security, and they're going around in mazes.
Yeah. It's really unbelievable that they have, it takes them that long to get through, wherever they're going. But, I mean, to go two blocks in any city and takes an hour and a half, that means that the country is not working well.
Yeah, the city has failed you.
Yeah, the city has failed you. According to Gina Grad, the city has failed you. All right.
That's my platform.
Anything
she would
like.
Know.
All right. Sam Phillips is with us. Also, John Boyle is with us. And anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Jimmy and Tarzana on line five, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
No, I probably. Anyways, Hot Rod Jimmy. Anyway, I was calling as an update. I called John and Jeff a couple of weeks ago about we were heading to Bonneville Salt Flats for the land speed trials. And my friend Gene Winfield, who's 81 years young, he seems like he's about 50. He didn't set a record, but he went 211. With his roadster over there, so.
Wow. Is that right?
Pretty
Mazel tov. Yeah.
Well, thanks for the update.
Holy Christ.
So, that was running on gas. Oh, the thing about you have to use the SBTA, you have to use, they don't want you cheating, so you have to use their octane fuel, or their gasoline, and it was $13.97 a gallon.
Oy. Wow.
Let me guess how this ended. Your glass pack overheated the Hemis. You had to shut her down.
Actually, that was pretty close on the Ford Flathead on his floor car. That one's a 138-mile-an-hour record. He went 131, and we had a leaky head gasket, so he didn't want to blow the engine.
And you had to shut her down.
He had to shut her down, yeah. Shut her down.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling.
Take it easy, guys. Bye.
9 times out of 10.
You got to shut her down.
Yeah.
Shut her down.
Well, the glass pack overheated, and the Hemi got all warm. All 8.6 on the 5.4 we're working, and we had to shut her down.
Tim, I swear to
God, I thought you knew what you were talking about for like 5 seconds, and then I bust out laughing.
We had to shut her down.
That's amazing.
We had to shut her down.
I think that's a standard response when something goes wrong.
Well, yeah, we just got to shut her down.
I was working in Bowling Green when I went to college, and I was doing a tractor pull. And my job was to interview the guys after the tractor pull.
Okay, gotcha. Right? I thought you were doing the tractor pull.
And these guys would give me 5-minute responses. I say, "So what happened out there? How did you blow the engine?" And he would. This would be exactly what he said. Well, they had me in the glass back, and they muffler, blah, 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 blah. We had to shut her down. It was always my cue to talk when he says, we had to shut her down.
And even if you forget that part, as long as you refer to the tractor as a she, you can still stay in the conversation.
We had to shut her down. All right, anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Hey, we have to take a break here. We can keep going, Steve. Wait, take a break. All right, we'll take a break here. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live at the Commerce Casino on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Yeah! Look at you, man. Carrie Kasem joins us. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Sammy Phillips.
Yes, big buddy.
And Gina Grant.
Yes, sir.
Three hot chicks who all hate each other.
We all love each other.
What are you talking about?
You guys always love to think that chicks don't like each other because you secretly hope that we'll take off all our clothes and fight each other in some cage.
And pillow fight to the death.
It's true.
Right. I think we should raise money for charity by all of us, like, oil wrestling.
Yes. I think we should give them what they want, a fight.
Yeah. No, seriously. That's what they
don't
want.
You think?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you all like each other so much, let's see some French kissing going on.
Okay.
Come here, Carrie.
For charity.
Come on.
For charity.
Come on.
If people want to bid.
Oh my God.
And I already had my hands.
Sammy.
I love Sam.
Come on.
I already had both hands in Sam's
mouth.
Come on, Gina. Come on, Gina.
Oh, boy.
Nice. See?
Holy Christ.
If that doesn't prove we love each other, wait, the only ones that haven't kissed are you two.
Is there
hang on.
Is there a doctor in the house?
I think everyone up here is having heart attacks.
Is there a doctor? Seriously.
Are you okay there, Tim?
It'll clear up in about 4 to 6
He's a little flustered.
Holy Christ.
I think it's the first time I've ever seen you really turn red.
Oh, boom. Yeah, because I know I'm going to have to pay for you guys health insurance.
Oh!
All right.
Dude, we're all clean. We've all been tested.
Clean as a whistle. Right. It's going away. Can you still see it on my left here?
No, once it scabs, you're fine.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Between the three of you, you've slept with 510 chicks.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Very true.
Hang on. I have to do my math. My math is high.
You got some fuzzy math, too.
All right. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710. And 888-520-9710.
Man, I didn't realize that Jeff knows his cars.
Oh, God, he's crazy.
You guys have been like nonstop. I realized car guy, and I just gravitated over there.
Yes.
My gosh, look at that.
He's
let's
super
talk to
smart.
Jeremy in line one. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
I was just playing poker with you a minute ago, and I just wanted to say, hey, you really know how to throw an event, man. I had a lot of fun.
Thank you.
I want an iPod with an eighth high.
Congratulations.
That's so nice,
Jeremy.
I gotta feel good about that. And I'll come to your next one. I hope you don't stop throwing these events. I'm trying to get all my friends to come down and show you the support.
Perfect.
And something like this is really cool that you're doing for us. It's a good way to test our poker skills without losing all of our money, and we can still pay rent.
And what'd you win, an iPod?
Yeah.
I want an iPod. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, good luck.
Nice.
All right, Bubba.
That's a big gift.
Thank you for calling. And, there's still about 4 tables left. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There's more. There's way more in the back.
There's
look at
one,
the back.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
tables left.
Oi.
Look at that.
Yeah.
All right. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Anything you'd like to talk about? Carrie Caseman's with us, Sam Phillips, and Gina Grab.
Are we all playing after this? Is everybody going to go down?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's going anywhere.
I like it, man. I like 7 card. I like Texas Hold'em.
Sorry.
I'm a 21 girl. 21, give me 21 and an ace and a king.
What did she say?
Give me that ace. Give me that ace.
Tim, why is she yelling, give me 21, like she's rolling dice? Yeah, like she's rolling dice,
no,
right?
That's not that motion, honey.
Give me a 21-year-old.
Now wow, you got it, Timmy. Bob, oh. Give me 21. Give me 21.
Oh, man. Give me 21. Is that what you're doing?
Sam, I think you can go 18. Give me an ace and a seven.
That could be illegal, though. In some states, maybe. I don't know.
All right. Chris in Wilmington on line six. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
Good. I put today at the Commerce Casino. It was really tight. First time we gambled.
How did you make out?
Did he swim home?
Obviously, hello? You didn't win a phone on the way out.
No, I'm out phone.
That's terrible.
All right, thanks, Bubba.
Aww.
How depressing is that?
He had a good time, though.
Yeah, I know. But the guy's got, you know, he bought a phone from 7-Eleven. And he's like, nah, it'd be fine. My chick will love it, you know.
Knowing you're such
prepaid
a
prepaid the minutes.
You're like a huge gambler. Doesn't this, don't you Jones when you watch this and you can't participate and you have to work?
Yeah. That's why we're quitting right now.
Did you come earlier and gamble earlier?
No, you know, it took me 2.5 hours to get here from Tarzana.
No way.
Yeah, two and a half hours.
It took a lot of people a long time to get here during traffic, but I came late, yeah. And it took me like 15, 20 minutes.
I took the 710 because I saw there was an accident, and right. I got up at Washington and just headed that way, and it cut out all that traffic.
This is the first time Sam Phillips has ever come late. Aren't you always on time?
I'm always...
You're on time.
Double entendre.
And yes, get out of here with the double entendres.
No, but yeah, I'm always a half an hour early,
Sammy, at least, dude, an hour to a half an hour early. We'd like to thank Ares for helping us out here. The biggest stud ever. Also, Adam Macadocious and Manny as well. Yeah.
The street team studs.
Rashad and Craig, and also Randy here putting this whole thing on.
Yes.
Randy Dolan.
Randy Dolan.
Look at you. Woo! Randy Wang as well. Woo! And Gina Grad, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yay, beautiful. And Jamie Gold.
Yes, Sammy Phillips, Jamie Gold, also Carrie Kasem, John and Jeff. And from Channel 2 and Channel 9 from CBS, Glenn Walker.
Yay.
And his lovely new fiance,
Jody.
Oh,
I missed
that. Did you see that ring? He's affianced.
No, I missed
them
both.
It was such a big ring. I don't think I've seen it.
It's so beautiful.
Such a big ring. Can I just say one word, though?
Diamondique.
What?
Diamondique.
What does that mean?
I don't know if it's a real diamond.
You mean zirconia?
No, come on. Glenn Walker bought the real thing.
Diamond
L. That guy loves Jody, man.
I don't get that. I mean, no, it was beautiful. But I would never wear something like that. I'd be afraid that I'd be mugged.
Did you guys ask how many carats?
No, but
like
I'd say, hey, buy me, like, why don't we get a house with that, right?
I'll wear it.
You know?
Also, Josh Rubenstein, we'd like to thank Josh for coming by. That's a major stud. And also Alina Wynn as well.
Yes.
And everybody, the guy that puts this tournament on, and the one man responsible for all of us being here... Ladies and gentlemen, from the Commerce Casino, David Mosikian!
Hey, David!
David Mosikian, man!
Yeah, who's the biggest stud in the back of the room right there?
Yeah.
Right there!
Yes.
Oh, yeah!
Look at you!
Mr. Mosikian.
Also, Bob Moore, who shows up here. He's the general manager of the station.
He's out.
Guy shows up every single one of these events. And
the
who
Jacks
else?
Overcome.
And Sammy Simon, everybody.
Yes.
SamSimonFoundation.org. All right, we got to get out of here. I believe John and Jeff are coming up next. And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at the Commerce Casino. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
God bless. Thank you. Woo!
Bob in Newport, you're on 97.1.
For a while, here.
For a while, the show's here.
Yes! Amen, Colin.
I can't get sent all the time. I'm starting to agree with him. I had a friend who worked at a racetrack back east, and one of the computers was malfunctioning, and it would it would stay on even after post. And so they just have one guy out there looking at the TV set calling the horses. You know, 3-2. All right, now 8-5. 8-5 box, 3-2. No, it's back with the 8. 8-3-5. 8-3-5-2. And they'd have punch in a big ticket.
When I'm on ecstasy, I take out my knife and say, ooh, can I cut you a check?
Oh,
yeah, here's again what the story is missing.
Jada is, you know what, Jada is a very funny girl, has a wonderful sense of humor, but she just looked at me and said, well, I think you might be over the line.
And, you know, I don't know about you, Timmy, but I'm a nose picker. When I get behind that wheel, that's when the action starts. I can't even drive a stick for that reason, because I literally need a third hand to pick my nose. Like, I can't shift and pick my nose.
My daughter was 2 days old, and she was sitting in bed with us, and she was sleeping. And then she was like mumbling or yelling a little something in her sleep. And my wife said, I think she's having a nightmare. And I said, about what? Something that happened yesterday? She's 2 days old.
Explain exactly what that meant.
No idea.
Oh.
May I jump in?
Let the ladies speak. She's the only one in here with a high school
Yes, I see.
She wears her GED on her shirt.
Oh.
I'm sorry. All right, go ahead. What does that mean?
Oh, dear, all of you.
All right, for more Tom Likas. Well, how does the ending go there for those who like Tom?
One of them was, have you been bad? Well, good. More Tom Likas right after this on 97.1.
I said to a friend the other day at the racetrack, who do you like? He goes, I like lunchtime. It's going off 12 to 1. So I go up to the window, I go, I'll take a lunchtime, 12 to 1. He said, that's an old joke at the racetrack, you idiot. Who do you want on the race? I'm like, oh, goddamn, there's no course named lunchtime.
12 to 1.
And you're a veteran. I'm supposed to fall for that.
I just got it.
My mom, you know, once you're in bed, you got to be in bed.
Oh. Right? Mm-hmm.
And so she would stand on the top of the stairs and go, who is down in that kitchen? He goes, yeah, it's me. Just who is me? I've got six of you mother effers. Did he say second?
And second. Second.
How does Jesse say it then?
Second.
Circuit.
Second. 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 Second.
I hate to say it, but I think there is something subliminal going on.
Anytime somebody begins a scam story with I rented a car, it's always just brilliant. Guy rents a car and then swaps out the tires. I tell you, man, this is a great low-end audience. It really is fun to realize there's a lot of douchebags like me out there.
If I'm a gay guy, I don't want a gay card from another gay guy.
Why not?
Don't you just want to, you know, sit around and not acknowledge it?
Yeah.
Do you spell it J-A-C-Q-U-I-L-L-A?
Yes.
Because that's what we were going to go with my daughter, but we ended up with Sophie. Yeah, originally it's going to be Jaquella. What did she say to Shug Knight that made him do that? Because Shug Knight just doesn't do that.
You and Chris Rock are the only men who think like that.
Chris Rock always thinks like that.
OJ cut a head off. But you know, yeah, I understand. It ain't right, but I understand. You're so rocked out.
Sounds like you really, let your mom down there, dude.
You know, this is the source of the whole thing. It's not that she's pissed that I'm smoking pot. It's that she's pissed that now she can't brag to her friends that I'm on the radio because she's embarrassed to send them to a radio show where I talk about playing the air piano.
You used to be able to go into a restaurant and take a leak or sit down for a spell if you had to. Thank you very much for the obvious sound effect there. People had no idea what I was trying to say. But you could sit down in one of these Randy, please. I was driving through the Wild Animal Park with my wife and my daughter, and there were about 15 deer laying under a tree. And my wife rolls the window down, and in Tom Likas' voice, she goes, hello, dear.
That's very funny.